Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am hanging in there.
You had a whirlwind of a couple weeks here.
Yes, it has been a very, very long and difficult journey home from Florida, that I can assure you. But I did make it alive. A lot of rain. I mean, very, very heavy rain and heavy fog and crazy traffic because of accidents. Because as soon as the accident gets clear, everybody wants to make time, so they start going way too fast in all that rain. So it was a little bit ambitious, but I did make it home in one piece.
Yay!
And I'm thankful for that. And tonight we've got more rain coming in. We're going to get gusts of wind up to 50 miles an hour here in Roanoke, Virginia. Really? Yes.
Well,
I just don't get it.
There's changes afoot in the weather, and that's a little bit more dramatic for you.
Oh, yes. Well, this full moon, boy, I have to tell you, there I was on location. This full moon came upon us, and I got to tell you, when I went to check my messages, it's like everybody on the planet's calling me, and I'm like, whoa. I thought, oh, I was the only one experiencing this kind of extraordinary, surprising stress, but apparently I was part of a larger body of people.
It has been. You know, I have to say it's been really interesting. I mean, that Uranus conjunct moon effect really made a rocking shake of people's personal values and beliefs. And, you know, with it being in opposition of Sun and Venus, we know these perspectives and changes were for our benefit. And it's here, you know, life under Mars and Aquarius is always in full living color, and I think that highlighted that intensity of those emotions that are coming deep within others and are rising to the surface.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, all I can say, like I said, I'm just trying to help everybody I can, and I'm thankful for what has transpired that at least brought me safely home.
Well, you know, you have that Venus effect. That's the good part about this is that it has that guardian angel over it. Venus, being one of the benefactors of the zodiac, really gives it that it, you know, even though it's really screwed up and I don't know, this is some crazy times we live in, the thing is it's for our benefit. And since it's a Scorpio, it's all about looking deep within. You know, really look at what we value.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. And of course, you know, tonight it's sitting on my ascendant, so Venus. And that's okay. Like I said, I am very, very thankful because I have to tell you, things could have gone a lot worse than they did. I did end up making it through. But I'm not usually the kind of person that needs to pull off the road. You know, I'm usually really pretty good. But there was just no question. There was like zero visibility. And to me, that's kind of like a Neptune effect. And when I looked at the chart, I couldn't see it. Like, why? You know? But that's what it was kind of like, because I could see nothing. I mean, I had a tractor trailer, like three car lengths in front of me. I couldn't see his lights. I couldn't see the form of the thing. It was a huge truck. I couldn't see it at all. And as other cars are going by me and stuff, it got even worse. And I said, you know what? I think I just need to pull off the road. So I did. Until I got my heart rate back down to normal. And I said, okay, I'm taking a big breath and I'm going for it. And got back on. But, like I said, it was just a little strange. And then the second day was even worse. So, but it's okay. I made it home. And the thing I like about the chart tonight is that we have both Mercury and Jupiter combust at that 27th degree of Scorpio, and it's forming like a double yod, but it's also forming a nice double trine, okay, to Chiron and the North Node in Leo. It's kind of like a kiss and a slap. It's almost like, yeah. So you really think so, do you?
You know,
but I think it's
going to
be okay.
It is going to be okay. And, you know, I do like that perspective of having Jupiter on our Mercury, because this is, again, with that Scorpion energy, we all must go within ourselves to find our own truth. And, you know, here again, with Jupiter conjunct our Mercury, it really gives that combustion to say, I can do this. It is positive. And they can see more of a positive outlook than the negative outlook if they just look a little deeper. See a little bit more into every situation, and you'll see a positive in the situation, even though some of it's really crazy at this point in time. Again, you know, there are major life changes afoot with Mars and Aquarius.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But I think it's going to be an interesting Halloween, and a lot of people are kind of getting psyched up. I'm seeing a lot of people posting costumes of their kids and stuff on the internet and everything. Of course, I've got two great-grandchildren that are wearing costumes, and they're all excited, you know, about the trick-or-treating. So that's going to be kind of fun. I like Halloween, and I do get a number of trick-or-treaters here. And I do sit out there and give candy out, and I have 22 steps to my front door, so I sit halfway down so that the little princesses don't have to trip over their little dresses on the way up. And Midnight, she sits next to me, and she rides shotgun, my black cat. So it's all good. What are you doing for Halloween?
I know this is your favorite Halloween. Oh, I'm staying home. Giving
out treats.
Okay,
then.
Like the average person does.
That's what I'm doing, yeah. I always try and make room for that, yeah. There was a time I used to do a lot of Halloween parties and stuff for people and everything, but in recent years, I just find it good to, like, you know, they usually have them the weekend before anyway, and so it gives you the opportunity to see all the children in the neighborhood and tell them how cute they look, how scary they are, whatever. Well, we have a number of people on hold to see how they've been faring with all of this.
How about we do that?
What?
I said, how about we do that? Was I too quiet?
Yes. It's okay.
Oh, sorry.
No problem. Okay. Area code. Just taking a minute. Area code 917. You're on the air. 917. You're on the air. How can they be signed on twice? Huh? I'm gonna eliminate. It's the exact same number. So I'm gonna take this one off and try and reach him on the other one. Somebody might have beeped in when they were holding on. I'll try it this way.
Here I am. There you go.
Hey!
Thank you.
917.
Hey. Here I am. It's Jessica from New Jersey.
Hey,
Jessica.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call down there. I got bumped a little bit. So I have been spending a lot of time with myself, connecting, and I've been sort of resting and sleeping a lot, and I'm sort of getting a little bit antsy as far as, like, I want to start working outside of the house again, because I went on a business trip back in September. I started traveling for work, which I was really excited about, and I'm sort of getting a little antsy of, like, okay, spirit, you know, I want more, let's go do that again. So any idea of when you see that starting up? Or, I mean, it's not like it stopped, but happening again.
Well, the sun is getting ready to pass over Uranus in your 10th house of your career over the next few days. So there could be a sudden opportunity that's going to come in. But it's also forming a square to your Leo moon. So you have to make sure it's what you really want to do, if you truly desire it, I think. The nice thing is this Mercury-Jupiter conjunction that we were talking about earlier on the show are in perfect trine to your sun, your Cancer sun. So I know that there's something out there that's waiting for you. I'm just not sure the first hit is going to be it.
You know what happens is I, at this point, since I've been sort of hanging around and doing, you know, computer work for over a month, I start getting like a little bit desperate, you know, that it's like I want more money coming in, and I want to, you know, I like the feeling of expansion in my career, and I don't really feel that so much when I'm working from my home, and I'm not making as much money as I do when I'm out of the house.
Right. Well, Jupiter doesn't go into Sagittarius until the 10th of November. So my feeling is that right now it is not necessarily the worst time to be hibernating. When it goes into Sag, you're going to have to be out and about.
Okay.
So I think the shift is coming soon. It's coming in a couple of weeks. But I think things are cosmically setting it up for you. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with that, okay, because I hear you that you're frustrated with the circumstances of being trapped and restricted, okay? I hear you with that. But sometimes we need that time to look within ourselves. Again, I so agree with everything Aphrodite said. With that Mercury-Jupiter conjunction in your 11th house of hopes, desires, and dreams, and in trying to your sun, even though this is a time where, you know, you're trapped in your house, this is a time for envisioning what you truly want, envisioning those dreams and looking within yourself at what your true hopes and desires are, okay? Because Mars is transiting through your second house of personal finances in Aquarius. So you have a stable job that is providing a core, and look at it as that it's a temporary situation in this thing, but it's a gift given to help you in this transition to keep your head level, to really take that leap of faith and go for your hopes, desires, and dreams, okay? Because this is a time where you can really get the career that you want, but again, you have to wait till Jupiter goes into Sagittarius before you're going to see that benefit and before you're really going to get noticed and get out there. That's when you're going to take off like a rocket. So think of it this way, that you're resting up because things are going to hit the road running at that time, and that's what you're looking for. So don't look at it as a bad time. Look at it as a self-development time.
Yeah, okay, so you guys are saying that that's around November 10th, right?
Correct.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
Mars goes to Pisces, too, the following week. And,
what is that?
It's all about being very creative. Mars is going to go into Pisces, too, the following week. Now, it's been in Aquarius so long. Now, I look back over 100 years, and I've never seen Mars in Aquarius for this length of time. It's been amazing. It's been doing it for months.
Yeah.
So it has been a time where we want to take a look at our higher vision, our higher self. We also want to take a long look at our technology. How do we fit into the world at large? So these are the things that are going on. But I think it's all, like Jacqueline said, it's all in preparation for the ultimate choice.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think about you guys a lot when you say, okay, well, you know, it's always going to sort of feel a little laggy with me because I have that 29 and Taurus or something. But I feel like the last week I sort of hit my patience with it, and it sort of, the anxiety comes up. So I guess I have to,
I don't know, keep it in check or just be like, I kind of miss what's the blessing here, and it's like, you know, one of those. And remember that not only was the moon in Taurus conjunct Uranus, it was also conjunct your Chiron, okay. And so this was a little bit more volatile and a little bit more explosive for you than everybody else at hitting that frustration peak. But why we hit a frustration peak is so we can blow it out and get rid of it, okay? It's going back to that same trust and faith and going, okay, I know this is a part of it. It's very frustrating, so I'm just going to blow out all the crazy that's going in, and I'm just going to go back to myself again. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I noticed, like, money worries sort of came up again, and it's like, oh, this again, you know, it's,
So it's going to take care of itself.
Okay.
You know, Mars transiting through your second house of personal finances, you are going to be making money. and it just came in, so it's a long period of time. That's a big house for you, so there, it's going to be there for a while. So you're going to, your money's going to enhance. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm really owed it. I feel like at this point, because it's just been years that it hasn't been great, and it's like, ugh. So okay, I'll keep the faith. I'm going to have confidence in what you guys said, and I'll mark my calendar. Thank you very much.
All right, great. Keep us posted, honey. Okay, God bless
you.
All
right. Bless you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, hit her mid-heaven dead on. And, of course, that challenges the nadir, which is the security base. So that makes total sense to me. I so agree with you. All right, ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 248, you're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite. It's Bill Hobart.
Hey, Bill.
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, Jacqueline. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, how you been?
I've been okay. I've got some questions. I just have some stuff going on that I'd like to know some kind of answers for.
Okay. What you got going
okay.
on?
I'm anxious about
okay.
the move to Maui in a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't
right.
know. I'm worrying about the money showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And everything working out the way I've been told it's going to work out.
Well, I want to say that Mars is still in your 12th house, which is why you can't see it in Sterling Heights where you live now. And what it's going to do, it's going to be passing into your first house over the next week. Excuse me. And I think that's good. And also Jupiter's going to be sitting on your Venus, your planet of love, on your 9th house of distant relocation, okay, the second week of November. So I think
okay.
it's coming together within a fortnight, and I think – I know you for a long time, my dear friend, and I know you. You are you're such a person that's always been such a reliable worker. You work hard, and you want to have your resources where you can grasp them and all that. And I understand that, but you're taking a leap of faith going there because of your beautiful gift of listening to spirit. And so I have to support that because we've talked about this before. And, of course,
right.
you know your moon is at the animatic degree in Pisces. Chiron is sitting right on it. So you're looking at this as a geographical cure for you. You think you're going to be healthier. You think you're going to be happier. And it's forming a beautiful trine complex with both Mercury and Jupiter kissing in your 9th house of relocation. So I feel it is going to come together. Now, it might feel to you like it's coming together at the last hour, but I still think it's going to come together. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree with you. There's so many Chiron hits here, too, okay? There's several different things.
Yes.
But I'm going to, you know, because Mars is going to pass over your Chiron in your first house, okay? Expect the unexpected with this whole entire situation because, and I'm going to go back to this with you, Bill. One thing you need to know most importantly, even though it's a little scary, you have Aries ruling your second house of personal finances. But the only thing you have in that house is the Arabic part of fortune. And what the Arabic part of fortune is it's like the wheel of fortune. It's like that chance. It's like that sudden shift in money, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you trust it, all of a sudden things change. Throughout your whole entire life, always has that saved you. It might have waited till the last minute. Aries is instant, okay? And that's just who you are in your core. Is that your money comes instantly when you need it, okay? Uranus is transiting through there, and it's going to hit that part of fortune. So here again, we have this sudden and very quick change that makes it perfect for you. And I agree with Aphrodite. I think this is divinely inspired that you're making this transition at this point in time with Chiron over your moon. I think it's really readdressing an old issue from the past since your south node is conjuncted. And really recorrecting something from the past by making this move. So I'm encouraging
I
you
so
to
agree.
Trust and have faith. Okay? Trust and have faith.
Mm-hmm.
This is going in that direction.
Okay. Okay. The whole moon and the Venus thing kind of threw me off. So the full moon and things
well, yeah,
kind of threw me off.
It was in your second house of personal finances.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole transition is, like, scary. I mean, it made it very dramatic. I agree there. But it was all that whole thing of, no, I've got this. I just need to trust it. I hear you.
I
just need to trust it. And that's what it was trying to make you do, is be confident within yourself.
Right, right. I totally agree. Totally agree. Okay.
I'll be holding you in my heart and my prayers, okay?
Thank you. I love you both.
Love you too. Bye.
Good night. Bye.
Bye. He's so cool. All right. Let's see who's next. Erico 202, you're on the air. 202.
Hey, ladies. Sorry about that. It's Kay. How are you?
Hey, Kay, doing all right. How are you?
Hey, not too bad. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Okay.
So you have a question for us tonight?
Last week. I do. I spoke with you guys last week about, you know, getting ready to kind of give the middle finger to my job, say goodbye. And basically it's kind of another position has kind of within the company come about that's a little bit more, I guess it's kind of more my speed in terms of like the people who I'd be working with and like the freedom aspect of it. So I just wanted to see if you saw anything along those lines in my chart, or if that's just sort of like a distraction and I should just keep forward kind of as I was going.
You're still in Philly?
I'm in Brooklyn.
That's what I thought. Okay. It's a minor difference, but I want to just take a look at it.
For sure.
Got some nice earth trines going on right now, and that's why I am thinking that the retrograde planets right now, for you to maybe look into an option where you already are, is very wise, okay? And and I think it's very important for you to give it all of your attention before you make a decision. Because retrograde Uranus, okay, is forming a trine to your retrograde Mars in that ninth house. So you've invested something in this company that you're with right now, and also it's opposing Venus, which is also retrograde. So you're looking at what you have loved there, and you're wondering if they can somehow custom make something for you, and I don't think that's wrong, okay? Now, Uranus is going to retrograde just long enough to go back on top of your Venus in very late Aries, and that's the go-go energy, okay? And so I have a feeling that they might want you to stay, and they might be able to create that for you. Now, that doesn't mean you have to stop looking elsewhere. Because, again, it's always good to have a plan A and a plan B, okay? And so my feeling is if they can make this happen for you, that's great. But if you find something really miraculous that you're, like, all of a sudden saying, wow, wow, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't leave. So I'm going to encourage you with what I'm seeing here is to keep all the balls in the air. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Gotcha.
I still agree with that. My whole point to this is that is this, because Aphrodite had the right idea, is this position the ideal position for you? Is it what you want, or are you conforming to a circumstance? Because if you like this position, if it's what you really want, it's a good option. It really is a strong option. But if you're conforming and saying, well, I'm just doing it and I'm going to make more money and it's, you know, going for that stability and security in it, it's not going to work out as well. This is a time where you have options. I agree with Aphrodite. This is not your only option out on the table here, okay? Until January, you've got an open door here to look and find a great job, okay? And as long as you're pursuing it, the universe is going to give it to you, whether it be this one or another one. So if this one doesn't meet your criteria 99.9%, I wouldn't do it. But if it does, I would go for it and see where it lands.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. See, Neptune, excuse me, Neptune hasn't sat on your sun for 165 years. You want to live your dream. I know that. Okay? Mars mm-hmm. going into Pisces on the 15th of November. He's going to catch up with Neptune after Neptune goes direct. So I'm telling you, November, you're going to know exactly where you need to go, and you're going to feel like you are living the dream.
That sounds amazing. I'm in. Thank you
yes.
so much. I appreciate it, ladies.
You're welcome. You have a very sweet night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All righty then. Let's see. Okay, that person went away. And this is interesting. Two people with the same area code, but they're different. Okay. Area code 770882. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, this is Tamika.
Say it again.
This is Shanika.
Oh, hi, Shanika. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I was calling to see if you could tell me anything that's coming up as far as my relationship.
Okay. You still live? Where do you live now?
In Georgia. Decatur.
Say again?
Decatur.
Decatur,
Georgia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I thought so. Thank you.
What's the birth date of this one?
My birthday is 7/23/76.
No, I got yours.
Oh, her.
I got you on September 3rd.
No, July 23rd.
1976.
All right. Uh-huh. Yes, 7/23/76. And hers is 1/22/76.
1/22/76?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know the birth date? Birth time?
I believe 4:45. I don't know if it's in the afternoon or the morning. I don't know which one.
Okay. And what city was she born in?
Houston.
Well, I don't have your birth time on my computer, so what's that?
5:13 p.m.
Say again?
My birth
time? Say again? PM.
Yeah, 5:13 p.m.
Thank you.
I hear you that you don't know which direction to turn with this, by the way. That's how I'm looking at the compatibility of this.
Does she still live in Houston?
No, she's in Georgia. She actually lives with me.
Ah, the plot thickens. Okay. All right.
It's an interesting rebalancing relationship. You know, it's like a yin and yang thing here, you know.
Yes.
And right now, I see such a duality in it. I hear you. I see such a duality in this all the way around. Yes, there's a colorful relationship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You do have a Gemini moon, so there is a certain amount of duality with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he invokes because it's close enough for me to count it because they're personal planets, but they're 8 degrees apart. Her Mars is conjunct your moon. There's a strong issue of duality. Plus, again, the sun sign's in itself. You two are in direct opposition. Both your souls are in direct opposition. So this is a rebalancing thing here. Okay? I think it's hard for the two of you to live together and be together 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I think it's something that you both need your avenues of expression and need to really have your own time and your own self-expression as well as time with each other. I think that's the only way it's going to work. And I see right now that you have that, should I or shouldn't I? I say with this relationship, live in the moment, live in the now, and do the next right thing that you feel is right with this relationship. Because I don't see the two of you disconnecting or breaking apart emotionally. But I do see that there's this duality and this on-again, off-againness to your relationship. And it's a matter of being consistent with doing your stuff and letting her do her stuff and being okay with it. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Yeah, I really agree with you. I think this has to do with a joyful acceptance of your differences. And letting each of you have a territory. You both need to have a territory. And I think that's okay. I think there's things you can share, but you have to respect the other person's boundaries and their dreams and their territories and their intensity with what they're trying to create, because if you don't do that, okay, you will limit the other. And I think there is a love here. So because of that, you have to realize that what makes you you, what makes she is okay. I mean, you have a grand square in this chart as far as the compatibility. And the grand square says that this is the time to create boundaries and understand when she has to spend time doing one thing, you have to spend time doing another, and that's okay. But to keep those communication lines open, that's the most important thing you can do.
Okay.
Because I actually think that if you just, if you both do not try to control the other person, you'll do fine. You'll do just fine. If you're basically trying to go with something in your subconscious that makes you think that a relationship can only be defined one way, it's going to be harder until you learn a lesson. Okay? Now, her Saturn sits on your Sun, so sometimes you have to let her be the teacher.
Okay?
And your Saturn is conjunct your Sun, so you're a natural teacher. So you can both learn from each other, but you can also learn something new together. And I think that that would be the tipping point of this relationship.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Well, keep us posted.
Okay. Well, thank you.
God bless
Good luck.
You. Okay. Area code 770-322, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. I offer that,
hey.
Jacqueline.
Hey, who's
Hello?
This?
This is Maddie.
Oh, I knew I knew that voice.
So you ladies have, I admire you. You have so much fun what you do. You enjoy it. I like that.
Oh.
Hello?
How are you? It was a hobby. It was a hobby way before it was a profession, Maddie.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
I know.
I do feel truly blessed to have this as a gift. And
yes.
that God's given it to me to be able to have the lifestyle I have, yes. But
Love
it's
it.
Been a passion yes. since I was very young, so
oh,
I feel
I
very
see.
Blessed to be able to do it for a living. Yeah, the first time I ran into astrology, it was like, wow, this is me. This is my language. This is my thing. And so it was a gift given by God.
That is so true. You didn't have to look for it. It was all there. There, and you recognize it. That's great. What I wanted to share with you, I think I'm ready to open my heart up to someone, and I want to find out, do you feel like it's too, should I take my time? Is it too soon or what?
Oh, do they have their birthday? Do you have their birthday?
Yeah, 9/24/1970.
And do you know what time they're born?
I have no
what
time. September the 24th.
Got it.
Do you know where they were born?
South Carolina, Charleston.
Charleston, there you go.
Interesting. Oh, wow. What does this one do for a living?
He's a chiropractor.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that for him. I like that for him.
Why did you ask me that? You saw healing there?
Because the reason why I say, oh, that's good is because if his work is going good, he's good, okay? One-to-one
yeah.
relationships are crucially important to this one, okay? His sun sits on your Chiron and is conjunct your Neptune. Hey, if
yep.
this isn't a dreamy kind of guy, nothing is.
His sun sits on my Chiron, you
too. Yeah,
I mean,
Jupiter sits on your moon too. This could be, relationship can be very, very deep and also very fun, and you can also play roles with each other. I love it.
Wow.
Oh yeah. I think this is a really great investment for you. I think this is wonderful as far as time and energy and intention. And with the planets that are still moving through Scorpio right now, some of them hovering around your moon. That's why you're feeling there's a depth to this relationship that you're really kind of like testing the waters because you're saying, this just doesn't happen to me. I get that. But this is
so
great.
So true.
Yeah, and the weird thing is in your chart, in your sixth house of work and service and stuff and daily living, your Mars, your Sun, and your South Node are all in Capricorn, and that rolls all the bones and teeth of the body. He's a chiropractor with his son in Libra trying to bring it into balance. That is so cute.
Wow.
Yep.
Interesting.
And his North
Node
sits on your Venus, which means he could probably tell you anything in private, but he wouldn't want you to blab it to the world.
Oh, his son sits on my Venus, you say?
Now, his North Node sits on your Venus, and Pisces in that eighth house of intimacy and being able to trust you with some of his secrets and such. It's really kind of a nice placement, and also forms a beautiful trine to your Scorpio moon, so he knows that you would never betray him, that you, if he told you something in confidence, you would be very closed-lipped about the matter. I think there's a trust here that's probably building.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He have told me things. He said, you are my friend. He have told me things, but you are my friend. So, yeah, I see what you're saying. That's why he'll add that. You are my friend because he trusts me. I got you.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to tell you, I don't know how his previous relationships have gone. But what I can tell you is that there's one thing that shows up here to me, and that is that the energies, well, let me back it up a minute. He really is a very, very strong thinker. And he's very, very well organized. Yep.
I believe
you
that.
You can do the same. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. You can do the same. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I do agree. He has a tendency of overanalyzing things too much, too. Okay. I will say one more thing to you, Manny. Kind of float in and out of it, because if you leave a little on the table or hold a little back, he gets intrigued more. Okay?
I believe that.
So even though he can open up to you, leave a little bit. Don't open 100% to him. Okay, leave a little bit on the table and give him little pieces of it every once in a while. It'll work so much better. This is so to your benefit. I can't, you know, I love this. When I see something like this, I say go for it. You know, this is going to be fun. Fun.
Probably the most fun I had in a long time.
I'll bet.
Wow, great.
This is lovely.
Wow. So
well, keep us posted.
Tommy?
No, go ahead.
Hello? Hello.
Are you there?
I'm here, yes. I'm here.
And you were saying?
Oh, what I was going to say is that overall, what you guys are saying, overall, he will be good for me.
Yeah.
Overall.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm on track. My instinct if my instinct was right. Okay.
Mhm. Ride the train.
So what? A lot of training.
I said, ride the train and let the whistle blow.
And I truly believe it would be a lot of fun because he loves to move around. He loves to travel.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
Great.
This is great.
Yeah, I think it
would be. Fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, keep us posted. Inquiring minds want
to
know.
I will. I will. I have one other question. So I don't have any problem about the age difference. He doesn't have any problem with that?
I'm not seeing it.
You're not seeing it? Okay.
He's such a romantic kind of guy, no.
Yeah, he is. He just seems as though he's the kind of man that would really know how to show a woman love.
Yes.
How to really,
I want to say that he's had some serious betrayals in the past. But I
believe that.
I think some of it has to do also with colleagues and different experiences in his life. Okay?
Yes. I believe that.
And,
mm-hmm.
I think because he is such a little darling, he expects everybody to be as good as him, and they're not.
Yes. Yes. He had told me a couple of stories about betrayal of the colleagues. Yes. His
yep.
staff. His staff, yes. Mhm.
Yep. And so he had to learn that he has to be more of a businessman. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he's doing a better job with that than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to remember, too, that Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, is only the sign of Scorpio every 12 years. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And because he's got 4 placements in Scorpio in his chart, in his second house of how he earns his daily bread and his lifestyle and his personal values and beliefs, as Jacqueline would say, and all this stuff, he's gone through his Jupiter return this year. And Jupiter is the planet of good fortune and abundance. And in the course of your relationship, it probably passed over his Jupiter, his Venus, his planet of love. I mean, so again, there's something that is really interesting here as far as the intimacy level and the way that you communicate and you can feel each other. I like that.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Oh, wow.
Well, you. Yeah. So go ahead, enjoy yourself for once, will you?
You better believe it, because I
all
pray.
Right, girl. Keep us posted.
I pray for this. Okay, thank you, guys.
God bless.
All right, talk with you guys later. Thank you a lot. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Congratulations.
I love it. You know, it's a funny thing about Capricorns. I find Capricorns seem to get younger as they get older.
Oh, yeah. I always say that about them. So that's one of the reasons why I don't worry about when a Capricorn gets involved with somebody so much younger than them, is just because they're going backwards in their life. You know, after they hit
yes.
age 60, they start degenerating into that child and that youthful, playful thing, and they're not so serious. That's when I like the Capricorns, is when they're older. They're way too intense and heavy for me when they're younger.
Exactly right. Well, they say as you get older, you move towards your polarity point.
Yes.
We have one more on
here,
which you probably take. Yes, you do. Uh-huh. So, you ready for the last one?
Okay, how about we do that?
Area code 561-568, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies.
Hey,
it's
Cindy. Happy birthday. She just got a solar return.
Wow,
oh my
we
God.
Gotta check that out.
I'll tell you, I don't know what's happening, but the 7th, the 19th of October, my dog, Pamela's dog, my daughter's dog, bit me. And it's been swollen ever since. And it went down just yesterday, but there's a big bone sticking out. So evidently he bit my bone, and I'm going to the doctor's tomorrow.
Wow.
So what's
wow.
up?
Wow. Was it a new dog?
No, nine years old. He's a Great Dane. I was leaning over the couch petting him, and then I pulled my hand gently away, and he bit it. He's used to me being there.
Huh. That's bizarre.
Yeah. I can't do anything. I can't go anywhere. I can't get dressed. What do you ladies see in my chart?
It wasn't like he attacked you, right? He just bit you once?
What?
He didn't really attack you. He just bit you once.
He attacked me, yeah.
He actually physically attacked you or he just bit you? There's a difference with dogs. They either go after you or they just bite you once. What did he do?
Well, when I pulled my hand away, he attacked me. He bit me on my hand. And it's painful.
I can imagine. That's weird. What were you doing with your hands before you petted him?
Walking out the door.
What was the last thing you did with your hands? Were you eating something? Did you wear perfume? I mean, was there something
no.
that triggered that kind of response?
No, nothing at all. I was just sitting up at the counter talking to Pam.
Wow. Oh, no.
He bit her a few weeks ago.
We gotta look at this dog. There's no major affliction in your chart, and that's the reason why we're sitting here looking at this going, that's just crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't really show up that much.
What day was this?
What?
What day was this?
The 19th, 2 days after my birthday.
Okay.
And do you see me moving anytime in the near future?
Yes, to answer that, November.
What time did he bite you?
Oh, there's an easy one.
What time did he bite you, Cindy?
Mid-morning. Mid to late morning.
And where were you?
I was in my daughter's house, which is just up the street from me.
And that's in Boca?
Jensen.
Oh, no. Jensen. Jensen Beach.
Okay. Wow.
You weren't off balance, or did you feel off balance, or?
Nope. I got down from my chair. I moved it back into place. And I started walking out the door, and I realized he was on the couch. And I leaned down to pet him, and I petted him for a while. And then I pulled away gently.
Okay. I'm going to say this because I don't see anything in your chart that causes such a great affliction. I'm sorry. It shouldn't have done that. So first of all, I'm going to say that I don't think that the injury is as bad as what you feel it is right now, okay?
Okay.
I do think it's
yeah.
going to go away permanently, okay?
Okay.
But I pulled the tarot out, okay? Your favorite, I know. You love the tarot more than astrology. So I pulled the tarot out and wanted to look and see with the dog's perspective, okay?
Yeah.
And see what was going on with the dogs. And what I found is that he has some kind of fear balance of something falling on him or some lack of balance type thing. That's come I said, were you off balance? So you may
no.
have moved quickly to enforce his fear. You understand it that way?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Anything's possible.
But it was more of a self-defense thing of his, a protection thing. in his mind like he was protecting himself more than any kind of malicious thing. It also goes in to say that he's very frustrated and feels very sad, okay? So he didn't,
okay.
He's not happy that he bit you. So here again, when I look at the dog's perspective, it's completely accidental.
Yeah.
What do you think, Burdette?
I agree. I agree, and I think you're going to heal just fine. That day, Chiron was actually opposing your moon almost exactly, so I think it's going to be good for you to go and see your doctor. I think it's going to heal fine. I don't think you're going to have any after effects from it. And again, next time you see the dog, I would try not to send him any negative energy. I would try to be encouraging, but maybe not touch him at first, just to be on the safe side. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
And the moving looks like a great idea. Moving, moving, moving.
Oh. But when is it happening?
Jupiter's going into Sag on the 10th of November, and it's going to hit your Mars and your Venus, so you're going to get good news. Jupiter goes into Sagittarius for the first time in 12 years, and it's going to happen on the 10th of November. And then before the end of November, it's going to roll over your Mars and your Venus in Sag in your fourth house of having the freedom in a new place. You're going to feel a lot less claustrophobic. You're going to feel like you can kind of open up new experiences. Oh, yeah. It's coming to you.
So you say possibly the 10th of November?
After the 10th of November.
Somewhere between the 10th and the 20th. Yeah, it might be by December 1st, but I have a feeling you're going to know mid-November about it.
Do I have any money coming in? In order to move?
I'm not sure about that. You know, you've been waiting for some money for quite a while.
Well, I can't move until then.
No, not necessarily true.
Okay.
The doors to freedom and increased security are opening when Jupiter goes into Sag between now and December 1st. So they might both come in simultaneously because Sag is a dual sign, like Gemini, and that's where your Mars and Venus are in your fourth house of home and security. So for you to get your freedom back, Jupiter is a planet of great blessings, and it's going to move through that sector of your chart. So I have a feeling it might seem like it's not logical, but it could come in out of the blue and just bring you to where you need to be.
Okay.
Okay?
I hear you.
Good. We're so glad you called in. We're sorry about your injury.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, ladies. Bye.
All right, God bless you. Bye-bye. Well, my dear, we're to the top of the hour. Why don't you let people know what you're doing and where they can reach you?
Okay. Well, I'm back at my office in Stewart, and that's a fun thing. And then also at Spark of Divine. I am getting ready to start to set up the dates for classes for beginning astrology, advanced astrology, and beginning tarot. So I'm teaching three different types of classes this season, and it should be kind of fun. So
wonderful, beautiful.
If anybody wants to come by and see me there that's in Florida, that's great. Or if you're visiting all the snowbirds, come by and see me or say hi. Other than that, if you're not here, you can give me a call at 772-286-2720.
Great. Well, I can be reached
at
540-400-0110. I'm doing an incredible Festival of Light event up in Forest, Virginia next weekend. A lot of beautiful light workers and very gifted people are going to be there. So if you live in the area, you might want to check it out. Pretty fantastic. There's a lot of artisans there. There's a lot of healers. There's a lot of people that are gifted with their own spiritual gifts and have brought them to a unique level. It's a wonderful event, and they have good food. And I'm teaching an advanced astrology class now. We've got about 3 more weeks left of that. And in January, I'm going to start an introductory astrology class again. And I'm also doing a tarot share group on the second Tuesday and fourth Thursday of every month at the Lifestream Center, and help people to look at different decks of cards, open up their third eye, use their intuition in their own unique spiritual way, which is always fun. I've been doing that since 2007, but I love it. Jack and I are always there for you, though. You can always reach us at the numbers we give you. You get stuck, you know, the radio show's not for a few days, you need a consultation, just give us a call, and we're happy to help. And otherwise, we'll see you next Sunday night if I get back in time from Forest. many blessings.
Have a good week.
God bless.